Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Nathaniel Finch with this week's edition. We've got interviews with the Franciscan Health Players of the Week from all three districts and their coaches. First, from District 1, it's Ashlyn Brooke. Brooke is a senior guard from Pioneer High School who just passed the 1,000-point club with her school as she averaged 30 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals over the Panthers' 3 games last week. Here's the conversation with her and Pioneer head coach Jeff Brooke. So, Coach, the first question for you, as far as Ashlyn on the basketball court, what makes her such a special player?
You know, I think she does. She does a great job. She can get at all three levels. She can pull up for the three-pointer, and then she can get it downhill and get it to the rim. And then she also has the ability to get her teammates involved with her passing ability. I think that's what makes her special.
Specifically, you had wins last week over Clinton Central by a point, and then you beat Knox and Culver pretty bad. What was her role in those games, and how big of a leader has she been on the floor?
You know, we had a close game there on the road at Clinton Central, and she does a really nice job keeping everybody calm and patient. As we roll through, they had a big push against us there in the fourth quarter, but she was calm, cool, and collective, and followed through on what we needed to do in our game plan.
What has made her such a special leader on the floor this year?
You know, she's able to score, and we know that, but she's also able to get her teammates involved. She's able to be calm and cool on the basketball floor in those pressured times when we need a bucket. She's able to either free herself or draw a double team and find the open player. And credit her teammates. You know, we've had to do that a couple times, and they've knocked down the shots. I just think her patience and knowledge of the game just really helps her.
Walk me through her development from her freshman year to where she is now as a senior leader for this team.
Yeah, she's she's had to overcome some adversities, and I think that's made her stronger. She's had to watch quite a few ball games from the bench, so she's kind of developed a coaching mentality, and we've got some younger players. She does a nice job mentoring them, talking with them, not yelling at them, not getting on them, just, you know, walking over, being patient with them, and, hey, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? She does a really good job being a quiet, patient leader.
She is your daughter, correct?
Yes.
What is the kind of dynamic been coaching her as your daughter compared to the rest of the team?
You know, it's been great. I have the ability to spend so much time with your daughter. She'll be my third daughter that I've been blessed to coach. And, you know, I treat them like players, but I also treat them like daughters on the floor. And, you know, I just wouldn't trade the world to have this time with her. And, you know, she listens. She's very coachable. As well as she gives us suggestions and talks with us. So it's a great communication. I wouldn't trade it.
Thanks a lot, Coach. This next question specifically for Ashlyn. First off, you surpassed the 1,000-point club last week against Knox, so congratulations on that. Walk me through the emotions of that night and just kind of the culmination of your career now to where you've been able to pass that 1,000-point club. What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, I knew going in that I was 5 points away. You know, I found out on Twitter that I was, so it was a big thing. But when I hit it at the time in the game, we were down, and I was more worried about, you know, getting the win in the moment. But I was super excited. My parents came down. Our athletic director came down, gave me a plaque. And I was just super appreciative of everything.
I love that. 3 big wins last week. You guys are undefeated. Walk me through how your season has been for you individually and kind of how you guys as a team have worked together to get to this point in the year.
Yeah, so our very first game, actually, it seems like it was forever ago because we had a week off. So, I mean, we've done lots of practice together, and building as a team is something we've been focusing on, and you can see that from our very first game. And then we had that week of practice and, you know, playing Clinton Central and Knox, and then just now finishing off with the win yesterday. It's just cool to see how we have developed just over a short period of time.
What about your developments over the last couple years? Walk me through why this year kind of feels different than the last few years.
Yeah, obviously, I know my dad mentioned the injuries that I've gone through, but I think it's cool to see, from what I've learned just sitting out of the game, what I need to do on the floor. And then seeing seeing players and them helping me know what to do once I get on the floor. I know Haley Kreipt helped me a ton the past year, especially last year. But now for me to take over, you know, that senior role, to be that role model for the younger girls.
So Kreipt leads the school in points over a career. For you, how much was that kind of watching her be successful, and with her leadership, how did that help you get to where the point you are today?
You know, I was super excited for her. Like, that's something you want to see, people break records. You want to see them succeed. So playing alongside her, I had a ton of fun with her. And, you know, you don't want to let those people down. So I have to work even harder.
Do you have any goals set for you individually this season?
Yeah, obviously, you know, that 1,000-point goal was a goal, but I also want to win a sectional. Like, I do want to do that. I want to win our conference for sure, but it's going to be tough, and I think we can do it.
One more quick question for you, and I asked Coach Brooke about this earlier as well. What's the dynamic like with your father being the guy coaching you?
That's a funny question. at times, I love it. You know, there are those practices where we disagree, but I mean, I love having him there. Like, it's special. Not a lot of people understand the relationship we have, and don't get me wrong, he does not take it easy on me at all. He definitely treats me like his player, but there are those times where it feels good because dad's there watching.
You also have two older sisters that have been good at basketball, it sounds like. How much have they kind of helped you with your development as you're now a senior?
Yeah, so my oldest sister I didn't get to play with, but the other one, Olivia, actually played in the state finals games with me. So developing over her and our relationship, I mean, it's always been basketball, so it's been great.
Ashlyn, thanks a lot for your time. Coach Brooke, I said thanks as well, and hope you guys have a successful rest of your season. A big thanks to Ashlyn and Coach Brooke for their time with that interview. Our next IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week comes from District 2's Jay County. Senior Renna Schwederman sits just 200 points away from breaking the school's all-time scoring record. And last week, she led the Patriots to 3 convincing wins as she averaged 24 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Here is Renna Schwederman and head coach Kirk Comer for Jay County. So first, for Coach Comer, walk me through how much of an impact Renna has had on the team this year and just through her development as a Jay County player.
Renna is, Renna is an outstanding player. She has the capability of, and I've told her this, she has the capability of being the best player I've ever coached, and I've coached several, girls that went on to play Division I. She's a great leader. She makes all of her teammates better. She's really matured as a player, and she's playing her best basketball right now. But most importantly, she's a great young lady. She's a leader in the classroom and in the community.
What makes her so special on the court?
She's just a great teammate. She's a great leader. She makes everybody else better. She puts people in position to score, and she takes a lot of pressure off of them.
Offensively, what do you think some of her strengths are?
Well, she can do it all. I mean, she can shoot the three. She can handle the ball. She's 6 foot. She plays point for us. She can post up when we need a basket inside. Probably her biggest strength is making everybody else on the team better.
Okay, I love to hear that. What do you think some goals are that you guys have set as a team?
We really don't talk about goals other than, trying to get better each day and be playing our best basketball at the end of the season.
Okay. And you've talked multiple times just about how good she is at helping her teammates. How much of a leader has she really grown into and stepped into now in her senior year?
She's been forced to be a leader as a freshman, it's hard to come into a team and be the best player on the team as a freshman. But she was very mature and now as a senior, she's learned, not only what it takes to be one of the best players in the state, how to compete at the next level. And I'm excited to see that.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Now this next question is going to be for Renna. Renna, thanks again for your time. Looking at your week you had last week, you had a great week individually, and then you guys got 3 wins, right? So it's a good week for you. Walk me through how everything went from your standpoint last week.
It was a really good week, honestly. I felt like the whole team was focused, and we were ready to get out there and get our business done.
Do you have some goals that you have set individually for you this season?
No, just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I love to hear that. Walk me through kind of how each year has been different and why you think that this year just is it can be a special year compared to the last few that you've been.
Freshman year, it was rough. Even watching like film going back, my maturity level and like my IQ, it's a lot different. Like some of the things you kind of cringe at, it was like, oh boy, like I did that or, you know, whatever. Sophomore year, that was a really good year, I thought. We came together a lot more. It was my last year playing with my older sister. She was a senior, so that was really special. Last year, we had a really good team. We had good bonds throughout the team, and it was just really fun. And then this year, our chemistry, it's so good. I mean, everybody genuinely wants everybody to succeed and do well. And, I mean, that's one of the biggest things that you can have to have a good team.
How much do you think your older sister, playing with her for those 2 years, helped you to get you to where you are today as a basketball player?
Oh, that's helped me tremendously. Just her support and her pushing me every day and just knowing that whether, you know, if she's on the court with me or she's on the bench, like I have her support and she has my back and I have her back. And it's one of the most special moments that you could possibly ever have.
Renna, you're a senior. What's next for you?
I'm going to Purdue Fort Wayne and playing basketball there. I signed last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What all do you want to do? Obviously on the court with Purdue Fort Wayne, but what's kind of the goals off of the basketball court moving forward?
To get a degree in psychology. Hopefully we can do that. And then moving on to PT school.
I love to hear it. Well, Renna, thanks for your time. Great job so far this season. Congrats on being the District 2 Player of the Week, and I wish you guys all the success moving forward. Thank you to Renna and Coach Comer for that conversation. Our final IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week is Lauren Foster of Indian Creek High School. Foster, coming off a great performance in the Johnson County Tournament, as the Braves defeated Franklin, Greenwood, and finally Center Grove in the tourney championship. Lauren averaged 24 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists across those 3 games. Here's the interview with Lauren Foster and Coach Brian Ferris for Indian Creek. Coach, walk me through how much of an impact Lauren has to your roster, to your team, and why you guys are undefeated.
She's kind of one of the motors that's driving our team. The last 2 years, she's been the motor. She's been very consistent with what she does. She's not selfish. You know, she takes the shots when needed and when open, and finds her teammates when she needs to. For the last couple of years, have been kind of the quiet point. She's been scoring a lot, but you know, at the end of the game, it's one of those, wow, she had that many. And then this year has been, you know, more at the forefront where she's going out and really taking over some games and, you know, taking some shots that, you know, we needed her to take, and, you know, she didn't back away from it. She wanted it and she took it. So she's, you know, taking those type of shots that we need her to take, and it's helped us, you know, help get teams starting focusing on her, and you know, helps open some other people up now. And you know, she's not scared to share the ball either, and she's one of our assist leaders. So it's kind of the perfect storm, you know, with the options that she provides with there. And you know, she doesn't usually take a bad shot, and usually high percentage shots that she's looking for and been knocking them down.
Specifically looking at last week, you guys had the Johnson County Tournament Championship wins over Franklin, Greenwood, Center Grove. Great games, great wins. What was her role specifically in these games, and how was her performance that helped you guys win that conference championship?
Well, starting with the Franklin game, it was one of those games that we knew we were going to have to play well, both ends of the floor, offensive and defensively, and with Wiseman as being kind of, you know, the focal point of Franklin's defense initially, that opened Lauren up right from the beginning. And again, she, you know, showing some maturity this year as a junior and upperclassman, was looking to score when we needed her to score, and she erupted, and you know, for that 35 point output in that game, is kind of a focus there. We knew we needed a bucket. We could, get her the ball and she was going to produce. Greenwood, again, they're trying to slow her down now after that big output. And kind of open some things up once we finally got going and moving the ball around. And then Center Grove, kind of the same thing where, get her in high percentage situations and, she'll take it when she needs to and she'll pass it off when she sees somebody else with a better option.
This next question specifically for Lauren. Lauren, thank you for your time, of course. How has this season gone for you? Obviously, you're District 3 Player of the Week, so congratulations on that. But walk me through how this season has been for you specifically.
It's been a great season with the team and the coaches. The fans have been really supportive, and it's just, an amazing atmosphere and just, an amazing year to just play, and it's been very fun, and I'm looking forward to, the next part of the season.
What are some goals that you have set for you individually and that you guys as a team have set?
Well, I want to make it, at least make it past the 1,000-point club. And I think our team is, our goal is to get past regionals into semi-state and even make it to state if we can. And I think, the sky is the limit for us. So, I think our goals are, very high, but I think that we can reach them.
Okay. You're just a junior. What's next for you? Obviously, senior year next year, and then what do you have planned after that?
I want to play college basketball, and but I also want to focus on my studies. I want to go to med school after that and, become a doctor to help other people.
I love to hear that. Thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with the rest of the season, and hopefully Indian Creek hoists that trophy at the end of the year. We would like to thank all three of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week, presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and the rest of their season. Tune in next Wednesday afternoon to hear our conversations with the three Players of the Week from Indiana Girls Basketball, but also from the three Boys Basketball Players of the Week as their season begins as well. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, I'm Nathaniel Finch.